Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another edition of At the Yard. Alongside Jim Salisbury, I'm Corey Seidman, and we are presented by Deborah Heart and Lung Center. If it's your heart, demand Deborah. Visit demanddeborah.org. And a reminder to please subscribe and rate At the Yard wherever you listen to podcasts. On today's episode, Jim and I are going to look at the upcoming Manny Machado visit and react to the Andrew McCutchen introductory press conference. It's been a busy week for the Phils, and Machado is on his way soon to Citizens Bank Park. Jim, what are you expecting out of this visit as Machado kind of makes the rounds this week?
Yeah, started off in Chicago with the White Sox on Monday, Wednesday in New York with the Yankees, Thursday with the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. You know, I've never sat in on one of these recruiting visits. I have observed them in the past. Obviously, you know, you'll remember when Jim Thome came to town, it was a rather public recruiting visit. He toured the construction site that eventually became Citizens Bank Park. And, you know, the Phillies made it no secret that November years ago that they wanted Jim Thome. Their desire to sign him, make him part of it, make him a Philly, was no secret. And I really think they have the same desire to make Manny Machado a Philly. I just don't think it's going to be as public. I expect the meeting to take place, you know, up on the executive level. I'm sure Manny's going to have questions about the organization, the farm system, where they're going. All players do. They want to know if they're going to be playing for a winner. Just the fact that, you know, they're hosting Manny Machado, and we know what his price tag is going to be. That tells you that, in fact, the Phillies certainly can afford him. I'm sure the Phillies management is going to want to chat with him about his controversial comments in October about not hustling. I'm going to make it clear to him that this is a town that demands that, and I'm sure they're going to be interested in hearing how he kind of is accountable for those comments and where he plans on going from there. I'm sure he's prepared to answer those questions because the Yankees, of course, have the same questions. So, and then, you know, I don't think he's going to walk out of there as a signed player, but I think the Phillies are going to try to put their best forward, and he's going to have heard in 1 week pitches from the White Sox, Yankees, and Phillies, and I would think he would go home to Miami pretty well equipped to start zeroing in on a decision.
Jim, just one quick question before we move on to the McCutchen interview that you conducted yesterday. Do you get the sense that still that shortstop is a sticking point for Manny Machado? I mean, we heard those things midway through the season when it came to potential trades and where he was going to sign in the future, that he wanted to play shortstop. The Yankees have an injury to D.D. Gregorius for about the first half of 2019. Do you think that shortstop is going to be a sticking point? And if it is, do you see the Phillies kind of maybe perhaps changing their positional outlook to accommodate Machado?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to it. I spent a lot of time thinking about it, talking to people about it. I have a sense that Manny Machado wanted to play shortstop last year because obviously he likes the position, but I think he viewed it as a way to build his free agent platform. And once he signs a big contract, gets the big money that he's looking for, I think he's going to be more open to kind of playing wherever his team wants him to play. I think the Phillies, their analytic people, can look him in the eye and say, "You're a good shortstop. You're a great third baseman. This is going to be really good for you as a player." So, you know, the fact that, you know, he's still, but that's his favorite position. Shortstop's his favorite position, and the Yankees can at least offer that out of the gate as Gregorius recovers from elbow surgery. Certainly that could help the Yankees' cause. Another thing I think that could help the Yankees' cause is that he has always wanted to be a Yankee. He's close with Alex Rodriguez, kind of an idol of his. A-Rod played for the Yankees. It's no secret that Machado has always wanted to be a Yankee. So, you know, that's a hurdle the Phillies are going to have to climb as well. I could could see them having to outbid the Yankees to get Manny Machado, but I think their desire to land him is so strong that they may be willing to do that.
Yeah, I think that it's probably going to take something like that because of Machado's long-stated desire to be in New York. And as you said, the Phillies are positioned this offseason to overpay if it's necessary. So one player who's already in town is Andrew McCutchen, who had his introductory press conference on Tuesday, and you did a one-on-one with McCutchen shortly after that. Kind of set the scene before we go ahead to play that interview, Jim.
Well, basically, he was in town, like you said, for his press conference. He took questions from reporters at the dais. He donned his jersey, number 22. He's taking that over from Gabe Kapler. Kapler's going to switch to 19, which he wore as a player in Boston and Colorado. I thought he said all the right things. When I sat down with him for a few minutes afterward, I found him to be a really I've always known him to be a very upbeat, friendly guy, and he was certainly that. Very accountable in that. It's no secret that when you look at his peak years, 2012, 13, 14, and 15 in Pittsburgh, he finished in the NL MVP voting third, first, third, and fifth, respectively, in those 4 years. I mean, that's knocking on the door of superstardom. Since then, a decline. Not a decline where he's not a good player. He's still a very, very good player, but, he's not where he was in his peak years. And I asked him about that. He was very accountable. He said, yeah, I know when you do certain things in the game, people have those expectations that you're going to continue to do it. I haven't. People have a right to say, to ask if I'm still a good player. They have a right to say, well, he's declined, but it's up to me to prove that I haven't. And he says he's coming here determined to show that he can be the old Andrew McCutchen. Whether or not he's the old Andrew McCutchen, I still think he's a very good player who's going to really help the 2019 Phillies, probably in left field. I think he can help them on both sides of the ball. I still think you're looking at, a guy who can hit 20 home runs, 30 doubles, have a mid-300s on base percentage, and play very sound defense. Who knows what the contract's going to look like in that third year, what kind of player he's going to be. But you know what? I still think he's going to be a real nice upgrade for the 2019 Phillies. And, hey, if they can put a Machado around him, a Bryce Harper, obviously there's still interest in Bryce Harper. If they don't get a Manny Machado, they've added Segura. I still think McCutchen, a nice step in the right direction as the Phillies try to do even more.
Okay, and without further ado, here's Jim's one-on-one with new Philly Andrew McCutchen.
What's it feel like to put that red pinstripe on after coming in here a lot of times with the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah, it feels great. Always my favorite color is red.
Is it?
Yeah, so to be able to do this, to represent the franchise, and not only that, but wear my favorite colors, it's great.
This was your first time through free agency. What was it like? What was the whole process like? Was there a lot of action on you, a lot of teams interested?
Teams were interested, it's always had an expectancy. You never know what to expect. 8 years ago, I'm thinking it's going to be this way, and it's the actuality of it. It's not that way. It was fun, but it definitely was a little heart-wrenching or gut-wrenching, and it's just you don't really know what to expect. I wouldn't say it was smooth, but I think it was as smooth as it could be, and We're happy with the way it ended.
How would you characterize the Phillies' interest? Were they aggressive from the outset, and when did they start heating up with you?
I think more than any other team, mm-hmm. they were the ones that kept in contact, wanted to check in, wanted to, just see how things were. So, that's something that definitely drew me towards them. That was one of the reasons for sure. Definitely the want for me to be here, I could sense that from them here. So, I wouldn't say it was aggressive, but it was in a sense of just letting me know that they are interested.
Now, we've seen our fair share of MVPs around here. A guy named Ryan Howard, a guy named Jimmy Rollins. You've played against both of them. Did you ever pick their brain during this process about what it was like to play here? Ever reach out to them?
You know what? I didn't reach out to either one of them. I did reach out to Shane Victorino.
Okay.
You know, and just to get his insights on it because, you know, I know his history here. Mm-hmm. I know his love of the city here. And I just wanted to see what he had to say. And he said some great things, of course, about the city, about
what
the team.
What jumped out at you that he said?
He loved it.
He loved it.
And he felt I would love it too.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he loved it. But it's one thing to know, and it's another thing just to hear it. You know, mm-hmm. His genuineness behind it. I knew it was going to be something good to hear, so that's why I asked him.
Like Jimmy, like Ryan, you have that MVP trophy at home, 2013 with the Pirates. And you were an absolute superstar. And the word is now you're not that same player,
mm-hmm.
but still awfully good. Tell us where your game is and what type of player the Phillies are getting.
Well, I mean, I'm a guy who I don't settle. I don't settle for where I am, regardless of what I did. I understand the past few years haven't been what mm-hmm. I want them to be. And what they haven't been what people expect them to be. So yeah. With that, I have to realize, and I understand mm-hmm. that people have an expectation just because of something that you've done previously. So when you don't meet those expectations that people have, you'll get the backlash. You may get the you're not good. You'll get the decline. You'll get all of those things. And I do understand it, and I get it. But for me, personally, pushing that to the side, I do realize that I can be better and that I'm going to be better. And I'm working at those things to make the necessary adjustments to be a better ball player. So I'm looking to come in here and just bring the old me back. And just because I know it's there. And, you know, I don't accept what I've done. So I'm looking forward to coming back, you know, showing what I'm capable of doing and doing great things.
You say bring the old me back. You're coming into a ballpark. It's a nice place to hit. And you've been here a lot. What do you think this ballpark can do for you offensively and even defensively?
You know, it's going to help me. I'm going to have some plus sides on driving the ball the opposite way. When I do that, you know, great things happen. I'll get rewarded for it here. I did just come off playing in San Francisco. You don't get rewarded as much there. It's a triples alley out there. You know, it's very big, so a lot of balls get held up. But here, you can get rewarded. And I know for me, just being able to use that is something that comes natural to me. That's going to help me out big time playing in this ballpark. And defensively, it's not as big. And so running for balls, you don't have much room to run. So I think there's going to be a plus for me and just being able to just use my ability to go out there and play.
You mentioned earlier coming into Citizens Bank Park, playing against those great Phillies teams with Jimmy, Chase, Ryan. I think you said it was a little nerve-wracking for a young player. You're a veteran player now. As you look at the Phillies' current roster, I'm sure you dug into it a little bit, been through that clubhouse, seen those nameplates. What kind of jumps out at you? Any player, any couple players, any characteristic on this team you're joining?
It's no surprise to see what Aaron Nola's done.
Ooh, he's good.
He had a tremendous year. In the times that I've faced him, I know his stuff. I was like, man, this guy got some good stuff. Someone that he reminds me of that I've talked to some people about, he reminds me of A.J. Burnett, who did pitch here as well. They kind of have that same little delivery that ball rides and moves. And, A.J. was my teammate, and then he came over here. Mm-hmm. And then it was the first time I'd ever faced him. And I was like, man, I get it. You know, after facing A.J. Burnett and him having the career that he had, it was like, I understand now why he does what he's done. And facing Aaron Nola, honestly, I felt kind of that same feeling, you know, like the ball kind of just pops out of his hand, it rides, he locates it well, his off speed is really good, and, I'm looking forward to playing behind him, because he's a special player, and he's going to be special for the years to come, and I'm looking forward to playing alongside everyone and getting to know everybody. And it's going to be a lot of fun. This team, you know, what they did last year kind of reminds me of when I was with the Pirates in 2012. We had kind of a similar season,
mm-hmm.
did really well. We're in first place going into the second half, and then we kind of you know, we digressed a little going into the second half. And it's kind of what this team did here. So you know that the team is capable of winning. And you know that they're gonna come back and they're going to be ready to go. And they believe that they can do it because of what they've done. And to be a part of it, I'm looking forward to just winning even more and pushing in the playoffs and making it to the World Series.
Phillies fans are excited you're here as a free agent. They hope you're the first of maybe another big free agent. I don't have to tell you that. You follow this stuff. Manny Machado coming in for a visit this week. They're involved with Bryce Harper. What would they be getting if they could get, let's say, Manny Machado? What would it be like to have him on this roster?
Well, I mean, everyone knows the type of player he is, what he's capable of doing just by his track record. You know, he's a guy who can do it all. You know, he's a guy, he's a big bat. He's a scary bat. And, you know, to have someone like that, you know, of course, that would be great.
You pay attention to the free agent kind of drama involving those guys?
I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it as far as just the ins and outs.
Yep.
But, I mean, of course, I know they're making their rounds. I did see, you know, Machado will be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. And, you know, it'd be great, you know, if they were here. So looking forward to it and seeing what happens. You know, they're great. They're tremendous players. Harper's a tremendous player. Everyone knows that here. You know, he's played his share of games here. So, you know, people know what these guys are. They know what they're capable of.
Now, you were a great football player in high school. What position were you?
Wide receiver.
How good were you?
I was pretty good. Huh? I put it like this. I got drafted. I got a call from my high school football coach that Miami had offered me. And I have offered me a ride to go there. So I only played through my sophomore year.
Okay.
I didn't play my junior, senior year. So I guess I'm decent.
But baseball was king. Baseball won out.
Oh, yeah.
And you had a great run across the state in Pittsburgh. How important was it? I know you live in Pittsburgh. You've embraced that community. How important was it for you to, you know, stay fairly close, just across the turnpike?
You know, this was great. This definitely helped us make the decision that we made being here, having some familiarity with the state, being close to home, being close to family, knowing that my wife's side of the family, you know, that they're close by, and knowing that my family, being from Florida, they're closer as opposed to if I was, you know, on the West or whatever that it may be. So that's something that definitely helped us with making the decision. And, it's great. I'm familiar with this area. I'm familiar with this team. It's just going to help me just go out, play the game, and not think about, like, having a new feel. And it doesn't really feel that way.
Now, that good-looking little boy that was sitting on your lap, his name is Steele. Is that a tribute to your former city that you played in?
Well, it's not a tribute. I didn't name my son Steele just because, you know, I live in Pittsburgh or I played for the Pirates. We just wanted a very strong name.
Okay, cool.
One of the guys, one of my first manager that I had here when I was on the Pirates, John Russell, mm-hmm. his son's name was Stone.
Oh, cool.
And we really loved that name. We loved it. You know, and I was like, we always said, man, if we have a son, we got to think of a strong name like that. And we thought of Steele. My wife, she was just came out of nowhere. She said, Steele. I was like, that's awesome. And then on top of that, I was like, well, I mean, we live in the Steele City. So, you know, that's kind of crazy, you know. But so, I mean, the significance behind it, not a whole lot to do with that, but it works.
It is a strong John Russell, former Philly.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
And are you a Steelers fan or a Penguins fan? You know, we're big fans of Sidney Crosby around here.
Yeah. I could only imagine. I'm a Steelers fan all the way. I never really paid attention to much NFL growing up. I watched it, but didn't have a favorite team. When I made it with the Pirates and went to my first professional football game, and that was in Pittsburgh, and watching the Steelers play, fell in love with it after that. And, I've been following them ever since. I love those guys. I love watching them, and
they are good.
A big win against the Patriots.
And that was a big win. I have the most important question of all for a Western Pennsylvania guy.
Oh, here we go. What we got?
Sheets or Wawa?
I love Sheets. I love sheets.
All right, he'll learn in time. He'll learn in time.
But I have had Wawa. Wawa is really good.
Oh.
They started opening them up in Florida.
I know.
So I started eating them there, and you never know.
They got them in Clearwater. You're going to love them.
I can't wait.
All right.
Good stuff there with Jim and Andrew McCutchen. Coming up, we're going to react to that interview here on At the Yard. That's next after this health tip from Deborah Heart and Lung Center.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, Jim, after listening to that again, I kind of took away from it the same thing you did, that a lot of athletes as they get older are kind of defiant when they're approached with declining numbers. Andrew McCutchen kind of owned up to it and was very realistic about the player that he is. I still do think, though, that if you look at McCutchen's offensive numbers over the last two seasons, there's room for improvement at Citizens Bank Park when you compare it to where he played the bulk of his games the last 2 years in Pittsburgh and in San Francisco, two ballparks that lean toward neutral in Pittsburgh and pitcher-friendly in San Francisco. Okay, so let's move on. We've talked about Manny Machado. We've talked about Andrew McCutchen, the offensive additions the Phillies have made so far this offseason. You've been reporting that the Phillies are hot after Andrew Miller, who would be a very good fit in several ways. What's the latest on that, Jim?
They are still engaged with Andrew Miller, trying to get something done. They are still engaged with Zach Britton, both left-handed veteran relievers who you can slot in as a closer, who you can slot in as a high-leverage guy late in the game. Adding a high-profile lefty was one of this team's off-season goals. And, I still get the vibe that Andrew Miller, that they're active enough on Andrew Miller that they could hammer out something, with him in the coming days. I still think he's the focal point of their search for a left-handed reliever. So they like him. We'll see what happens. Negotiations are tough. A lot of ups and downs before you can get to the finish line. So that's something we'll keep watching.
Yeah, Andrew Miller would make this bullpen so much better, not just because he's a top lefty, but because he's a guy who can give you five outs in any given game, a guy you can pitch in the seventh inning, in the ninth inning. He has a variety of experience, and that slider that he has, it's devastating to lefties. They have no chance against it. And quite frankly, he's almost just as good against righties who, pretty much if you look at the last five seasons outside of 2018 when he wasn't fully healthy, right-handed batters were hitting below 170 against Andrew Miller as well. So that would be a welcome addition if the Phillies can get it done. It would represent an upgrade to yet another area. They've already upgraded the infield with Gene Segura, the outfield with Andrew McCutchen. Next could be the bullpen as we await a potential decision by Manny Machado, who, again, will be visiting Philadelphia this week after making the rounds going to New York and Chicago. So that'll do it for today's edition of At the Yard. A reminder to subscribe and rate At the Yard wherever you listen to podcasts. Jim, great stuff with Andrew McCutchen. And for Jim Salisbury, I'm Corey Seidman. We'll catch you next time.